Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about adequate security for your heavy equipment is the uttermost importance. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right. Here we go on to the podcast. For any construction company, respectful of its size, it is quite crucial to make the accurate steps to ensure that your heavy equipment in the construction site are safe and secure. There are enough reports that you get to hear where the machine has been stolen due to inadequate security. These machines are then sold in the gray market for a lesser price, and you will also find enough buyers for it. Now, the security of heavy equipment is the sole responsibility of the owner, and that it can't be pushed onto anybody else's shoulders. So make sure you have it, you know, security on that job site. You know, you can have cameras now, you can have GPS on your machines, you can lock them down with one of those like a lock bar that you've seen. There's plenty of things that you can do. If you're running a bit unit, then you have people under you who are responsible to ensure that the machine or their parts are in place, and no trespassers can ever manage to sneak in without taking prior approval. These measures carry a lot of weight in today's times. Then there's an increase in incident thefts happening from construction units. At times, the burglars are able to creep in, manage to take the entire heavy equipment, but most of the time they content themselves with the vital parts of the machine. You know, in my previous past places, someone stole a bucket off the machine. I mean, it is happening everywhere. And we're talking about off a wheeler, so it takes time to take a bucket off. Number one, tight security can be one of the options. You can have a guard at the construction site with enough men who will be stationed at the entire entrance and in the exit. If the exit is different from the entrance, you know, just make sure that you have men everywhere on this incident. Majority of the time, this is a huge construction security project. So that's when you have the security guards. At times, there are more than one entrance point, and hence you must make sure that you have guards at all entrances and exit points so that no one can sneak in and get out easily without being checked. Their primary work will be checked each and every person and their belongings when they get inside the site, and also when they move on out of it. You never know if an insider is also attached to one such gang. Therefore, you should leave no stone unturned to ensure that your site remains free of problems. Next, install cameras at all point junctions. You need to keep a roll of clock watch on the construction site, and it is not possible by manning humans, where there are chances that they may find or feel fatigue and may take a short nap. This is why it is important that you install cameras at various options so that it tracks every move of people that work on the site. When you're installing cameras, please make sure that they are superior picture quality so that if there is a theft that takes place on the site, it should not be a blurry picture of the burglar, you know, so you can make out who is doing the crime. Moreover, the guard stationed in the security cabin from where they can view the pictures should be extremely active, and if they see anything wrong on the site, they should immediately raise an alarm. And lastly, drones can be used. Now this is the new technology. Flying drones can be used for purposes as well. The only challenge is that you can't have them flying for the entire night, and therefore measures will be taken to give rest to the drones at regular intervals. In a nutshell, it should be a complete control of humans, you know. again, you know, there's options out there. And don't forget, like I said, to add GPS on your machines too, so you have those options. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you, and God bless.